is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Ukrainian parliament has ruled that last Sunday's disputed election, in which Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych was declared the winner, is invalid. Now, this follows nearly a week of dramatic street protests and accusations by Western leaders, including President Bush, that the election was marred by massive fraud. Opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko is demanding a new election, and hundreds of thousands of his supporters remain in the streets of Kiev, the Ukrainian capital. It sounds now like that's where NPR's Lawrence Sheets is joining us from Independence Square. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
This is a huge decision to have the entire nation vote again.
It's an enormous decision. We don't know exactly what the details will be. They've simply said that the results of last Sunday's election are no good. Now, in terms of running a new election, it's a huge task. It's not just that they have to have a new Central Elections Commission, which is going to have opposition members on it. The last commission, of course, dominated by the government. And it was easy to manipulate the elections for that reason. We also had a pre-election campaign, in which the opposition wasn't allowed to campaign effectively. State television was turned into a mouthpiece for the government. Opposition supporters were beaten. The opposition candidate, Yushchenko, wasn't allowed to rally his supporters in many areas of the country. So you have to really, in terms of planning a new election and running one, redo and remake the entire sort of election institutions in Ukraine.
Lawrence, our Prime Minister Yanukovych's supporters, which whatever the results of the election, flawed or not, certainly are a significant part of the country. How are they likely, do you think, to react to this news of a new election?
I don't think they're going to like it at all. Of course, Mr. Yanukovych's supporters have made themselves scarce in the capital. There have been small demonstrations on his behalf, but mostly by people bussed in from the eastern third of the country, which is his base of support. Russian-speaking areas along the Russian border, industrial areas, those areas identify themselves more with Russia and also with Mr. Yanukovych, who was backed very heavily by the Kremlin. They're not going to like this. As a matter of fact, the eastern areas, some of them of Ukraine yesterday, were discussing that they would possibly break away from the rest of the country, declare autonomy, if Mr. Yanukovych was not their president. This is not a new phenomenon for Ukraine. It's been discussed since Ukraine became independent, conspiracy theorists saying that this country was doomed to break up sooner or later. So it does raise the specter of some very serious political consequences.
So in this election campaign that follows, it is suddenly not just an issue who leads the nation as a democratically elected leader next, but if the nation stays together.
That's the worst-case scenario if the nation stays together. The long and short of it is that this is a country which is split pretty badly between the western half, or two-thirds of the country, and the eastern third. The western half and the capital, Kiev, these people want to be part of Europe. They want to integrate themselves with Europe. They really think of themselves as a nation which has been estranged from Europe the way that Poles were and Czechoslovaks were and Hungarians were under the Iron Curtain for so long. The eastern third very much identifies itself with Russia and with Russian rule. People there, many of them do not speak Ukrainian, although they may understand it. And Mr. Yanukovych himself, the would-be president, has trouble with the national language. He prefers speaking Russian. Mm.
And is there confidence, finally, Lawrence, that whatever the future of Ukraine, it can be settled democratically and peacefully?
I think that there's a lot of doubt about that. I think that this is going to be a very, very difficult process to run new elections. And no matter what happens, Scott, there are going to be a lot of people, perhaps a third of the population or 30%, if Mr. Yushchenko does even become president with new elections, who are not going to like the result and are going to feel estranged from the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. So to recap, Lawrence, you're standing right there. The Ukrainian parliament has decertified, essentially, the national elections that were held last week, and that would seem to suggest that new elections will be scheduled. Do we know when yet?
No, there's no discussion of when the elections would be held. They've merely decertified the results of Sunday's election, as you said.
Thanks very much. NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Independence Square in Kiev.